There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beats with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning by the means of radio. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we come to you by the means of radio here on C103, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We'd like to give you directions to our church. If you're coming from Interstate 32 off the Mount Orb Fayetteville exit, turn left on 68. Go approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn left and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68. Approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn right and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to send this broadcast out this morning to our faithful contributors that makes this broadcast possible. That's right. Without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. So we want to send this out to Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. We appreciate them. We appreciate them listening at us every Sunday, and they support this radio broadcast. And also I want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. We appreciate them and all that they do here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We also want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes right there in West Union. Appreciate all that she does for us here at 5 Mile. Faithful contributor. Faithful listener right here on C103. We also want to give out our website. Give everybody a chance to go to the website and find out more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. And our website address is www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to that and click on the home page there. We got a sermon link that you can go to and listen at the radio broadcast 7 days a week. We update that every month. And also we have a guest page you can go to and listen at our visiting preachers. I want to give out a few announcements before we get into the Word of God this morning. First of all, I'd like to say Happy Easter to each and every one of you. And I tell you what a celebration this morning, of the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray for those that's shut in today and not able to get out to the house of God. But I appreciate you tuning us in right here on C103. And we pray that you have a wonderful, good Easter today and have a great time with your family. We want to give out a couple announcements. Like I said, we've got, Brother Stoney Tipton from, Danville Pike Holiness Church, Hillsboro, Ohio, is coming to preach for us this Friday and Saturday night. That would be April the 13th and April the 14th. That's Friday night and Saturday night, 7:30. Brother Stoney Tipton from Danville Pike Holiness Church in Hillsboro is going to be our guest speaker this weekend. So come out and pay us a visit. And also I want to give out our auction. That's right. I've been trying to give it out as much as I could. We're getting closer now. We're going to be giving it out every Sunday up until the auction. We want you to come out and get a bargain and at the same time help contribute to the building fund here at 5 Mile Holiness Church. We're trying to remodel the inside of the church. Now that auction is going to take place on April the 28th. That is the last Saturday. That's actually 2 weeks from this Saturday. 2 weeks from this Saturday, we're going to have an auction right here at 12 o'clock noon, right outside the church, picnic area, right under the shelter. We're going to have a stage there and we're going to have an auctioneer and all kinds of appliances and furniture and whatnots and various things, blankets and rugs and just, I can't name everything, but come out and see what we've got. Surely you'll find a bargain, find a deal and something you'd like. And that is April the 28th at 12 o'clock noon. We'll be starting sharp right at 12 and we'll be having a great day of fellowship. So come out and pay us a visit. And mark your calendars. All right. We're going to get into the Word of God. It takes the Lord to preach. Without the Lord, we can do nothing. It takes the Lord and the Holy Ghost power. In the book of Psalms, chapter 73, Psalm 73 in verse 1, and the Bible reads like this. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, and violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak lofty and they set their mouth against the heavens and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither and the waters of the full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are ungodly, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of my children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. And then I understood therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? And in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream that one awaketh, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. They will be destroyed, all of them that go whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare thy works. Amen. That's the whole complete chapter, the 73rd chapter of Psalms. And if the Lord would help me, just for a few minutes of time this morning, I want to preach to you out there in Radio Land on walking the tightrope. Simply walking the tightrope. The Bible said here, David said in Psalm 73, amen, truly God is good to Israel. Amen, such are as of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had all well nigh slipped. Amen, because I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Amen. And the Bible said, and David came into the sanctuary of the Lord, and then he understood therein that surely God did put their feet in slippery places. And as David got to complaining and David got to wondering and murmuring, you know, about why is the foolish, why is the ungodly being blessed? I have washed my hands. I have cleansed my heart. I have sanctified my soul. Amen. But yet I suffer trouble. Yet I have anguish. Yet I am plagued with sickness. But look at the ungodly and look at the sinners. They are being blessed. But oh, David got to, you know, he got overwhelmed with seeing others being blessed while he himself was being troubled. But oh, when he came into the sanctuary of God, and he began to seek God's face, God opened up his understanding. God let him know, amen, David, I put their feet on slippery places. There'll come a time, David, they'll stand before me and they'll give an account on the day of judgment. Amen. Right now, David, you're set up on a rock. You're established. You're going. When the wind blows and the storm comes, you'll stand, my brother. But those that's out there in the world, those that are ungodly and of the wicked, amen, when the storms of life rage and the world is turned upside down, they will fall into their own perdition. They will fall into their own snare. For God said, I put their feet on slippery places. And with that today, I want to preach to you my text, walking the tightrope. Amen. Simply walking the tightrope. The Bible said, because straight and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Because broad is the road that leadeth to destruction, and many go in thereat. It's a straight and narrow way, my friend. You've heard this old time preacher time and time again tell you, it's a straight and it's a narrow way. The Bible said a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Though a wayfaring man, though a fool, shall not err therein. But the redeemed of the Lord shall walk thereupon. Amen. Walking the tightrope. I'd like to compare, amen, this scenario. Walking the tightrope to compare to the cares of life. Compare to the material of this world. I'd like to preach today in its likeness. Walking the tightrope, David realized when he got his eyes off God, David realized, amen, he well nigh slipped. He almost fell. But he said, thanks be to God. I am with thee, Lord, and you have been with me. He said, God, you are my strength of my heart. Amen. Thanks be to God. David realized there was times in his life, amen, that he would well nigh slipped and almost fell. Amen. And he realized that God was there by his side and protecting him and guiding him and shielding him. I think if we could look back in our lives today, friends, we would understand, amen, that God has shielded us and protected us and put his hand around us. Amen. We don't see it at the present time, but when we look back for a moment, we'll realize that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about us. Amen. Walking the tightrope, brother, I want to preach to you today. Amen. When I got to looking this up the other day, I thought, Lord, help me to preach to the people about using this comparison. So I Googled, amen. Amen. The lessons of walking a tightrope. And the first lesson of walking a tightrope, the instructor says you must have someone to help you. Amen. You need somebody to help you up on that rope. Amen. To get you started. And I thought about today. Amen. If it hadn't have been for the Lord Jesus, the Bible said no greater friend than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Amen. Praise be to God. The Bible said he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. What greater friend, what greater person could you have? Amen. To help you along the way, to guide your steps. Praise be to God. The Bible said, for the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So first we find out today if we can run comparison. Amen. Of walking a tightrope compared to our everyday life, we have to have somebody to help us. Amen. That's why we lean on the everlasting arms of God. Amen. Point number two, learn how to stand. Amen. After you got somebody to help you, there'll come a time they'll have to let go. And there'll come a time you'll have to walk on your own two feet. Amen. You'll have to put one foot in front of another. Amen. You'll have to realize what it takes to balance yourself on the tightrope. Amen. Point number two, learn how to stand. Amen. Praise be to God. We're going to have storms in this life. You're going to have disappointments in life. But you put one foot in front of another. The car, amen, I quit running. Amen. The job will go on the blink. The kids are going to get sick. Amen. But you put one foot in front of another. Amen. Praise be to God for my God. He is our provider. My God, He is our doctor. He is our banker. He's the present help in the time of need. You just gotta put one foot in front of another. Amen. You gotta learn how to stand. Point number three. Amen. You can't look down. If you're gonna walk the tightrope, you can't look down. Amen. I thought about it in my walk with the Lord. Amen. If I could use this in parallel to my life. Amen. I've tried to keep an upward look. I've tried to keep my affections on things above. The Word of God teaches me, amen, seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Brother, you can't look down. You gotta keep an upward look. You gotta look under the hills. David said, I look to the hills which cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. David said, I will lift my eyes under the hills. But you gotta keep that upward look today. If you're ever gonna survive on a tightrope, on a nice tightrope, you gotta keep an upward look. Don't look down and all around. Don't base your walk on the Lord and your experience with God on your neighbor's experience. Don't base your walk with God, amen, on the church experience. Brother, you gotta make up your mind. Amen. You're gonna serve God in the beauty of holiness. And it's a straight and it's a narrow way. There'll be some that try to pull you their direction. There'll be a family that try to pull you that direction. But brother, you gotta put one foot in front of another. You got to have confidence in the Lord that He's able to bring you, amen, to the other side. Amen. Let's go to point number four. First, we found out you got to have somebody to help you. Number two, you got to learn how to stand. Number three, you can't look down. Number four, you got to hold something in your hand. Amen. Praise be to God. They say if you're going to walk the tightrope, you need something in your hand to balance your life. Amen. I thought about when I was studying this today. I thought about how could I explain that to the people out there. Amen. And I thought about the Word of God. It is my balance. Amen. In this world that's so tipsy-turvy, I've got the Word of God. Amen. Yes, sir. When the wind blows, it's my balance. When the storm comes, it's my balance. Brother, when I face heartaches and loss, it's my balance. What's keeping you walking that tightrope, Brother Bobby? It's the Word of God. Hold something in your hand. Take the Word of God. Keep it close to your bosom. And brother, when that troublesome times come and the enemy throws the darts to try to get you to fall, you got something, amen, that'll balance you and that'll keep you. In a life that we live in today, I'm preaching walking the tightrope. Let's go to number five. Amen. Start low. Amen. When you want to walk the tightrope, and compared to your everyday life, you got to keep low. Amen. Till you learn to trust the Lord. You got to stay low until you know how to put one foot in front of the other. You got to stay low until you understand the balance in your life. Because when God raises that rope to bring you a little higher, brother, you've got to understand His will. You've got to understand His way. Amen. That's right. The Bible said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Stay low today. Stay humble. I read in the Word of God about a man named Paul. Amen. That God put a thorn in his flesh, buffeted by Satan. Amen. To keep him humble, lest he get exalted. Brother, we gotta learn to walk low. We gotta stay humble before God, because there'll come a time in our life that He's gonna raise the standard, and there'll be higher heights, and there'll be deeper depths. And brother, if we'll learn how to walk in the low times, brother, there'll come a high time, and God will be there, and we can walk across the enemy and look down on his camp, amen, and have victory in our soul. I want to preach to you today, amen, life's tightrope, amen, praise be to God, you can make it. The devil come to kill and steal and to destroy. He'll throw rocks at you. He'll throw arrows at you on life's tightrope. But brother, you can go from this side over to the other side, because the Master's holding your hand. He'll catch you when you fall. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Stay hold of the everlasting arms of God and go to the other side. Saints of God, you can make it today. Amen. Brother, sister out there today, it looks hopeless and helpless. Amen. You're grabbing a hold, not knowing what else to do. Can I preach to you today? I turn loose and let God be God in your life. Let Him be the author and the finisher of your faith. Woo! I'm a preaching today, walking the tightrope. Amen. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Amen. It's a straight and it's a narrow way. And the enemy's going to try to veer you. Amen. Try to entice you. Try to pull you away from God. Because he knows if he can get you out of the everlasting arms of God, if he can get you out of reach of God, amen, he will destroy you. He'll take you down today. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, life's tightrope. Life compared to a tightrope.
of Psalm 73. As I started in my text today, David said he got to looking around. He got to seeing the prosperity of the fools. And the Bible said, David said, my feet well nigh slipped. I almost fell. Why? Because he got his mind off the God. He got his eyes off the Lord. He got to looking at the world and all its pretties. Amen. Until he came to the sanctuary of God. And when he came into God's house, he said, wait a minute, Lord. What's going on? And God showed him, David, hold on to me. Don't hold on to the world. Everything the world has, it's going to crumble. It's going to burn with permanent heat. They're going to get theirs in a little while. But David, seek first the kingdom of heaven. Hold on to my unchanging hand. You can go to the other side. Saints of God, I'm here to preach to you this morning. Life's a tightrope. Life's a tightrope. Amen, brother. There'll be times you'll think you can't go another step. But let's remember what we learned in the hard times. Let's remember what we learned in the valley. Let's remember when we was low. What did God do for us? He led us with His almighty hand. He whispered in our ears and told us, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Let's go back this morning and remember, in our lowest times, He was there. That's why I'm telling you today, you can make it. You can go through it. You can come out on the other side. Life's a tightrope, but brother, as long as the Word is my balance and Jesus my guide, brother, I can go to the other side. Woo! I'm a preaching to you this morning. Life's a tightrope. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, David. David, help us to understand. If we'll build upon the foundation of God, amen, we can have the blessings of God. He said in the last verse of this chapter, as I read to you earlier, this calyx tells us where we need to be. David said in the 28th verse, but it's good for me to draw near to God. It's better for me to draw near to God. Are you hearing me today? It would be better for me, instead of looking at the world and all its pretties, it'd be better for me to draw near to God. How about it today? I'm preaching to you out there in radio land. Life's a tightrope. Amen. And you need a guide. And you need strength and hope in this world. And the only hope you can have is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that's right. Use the Word of God as your balance. Let the Master guide you with His hand. Put one foot in front of another and be led by God. And trust Him and don't look down, but keep an upward look. Keep an upward look. And the Bible teaches us, when you see all these things come into pass, look up! Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh, even at the door. I've got an upward look today. Amen. I've got an upward look. I'm looking for Him. For in such an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, asking you today, amen, while you're walking life's tightrope, would you be willing to grab a hold of the Master's hand today? You can get through the hardships. Amen. He'll take you to the place that He has prepared. For He promised in His Word, I prepare you a place that where I am, there you may be also. Until we meet again next week, 11 o'clock, tell a friend and a neighbor, this is the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church and Pastor Bobby Sandlin. And our prayer is, may the Lord richly
bless you. Amen.